Okay, one Lamed Hey. Ahmed Aleph, the first word on the page. So, like this. We just said, according to Rebbe Elezer of our Mishnah, right, that we're saying that the reason that on a non-Shemitah year, the other 6 years, that you can't eat, yeah, from the food, is because you said that Mikan ani oichel, I'm eating from here, and you said it's an important, you relate to this as your food, your meal, and therefore you're kaver it. So it was him who was kaver it. It's not the Shabbos, he's kaver it. But so, wait, says the Gemara, wait a second. It says, V'haloi moistroi choizeh. Yeah, we know that according to Rebbe Eliezer, that the, right, that in a case where you, the moistro is choizeh, yeah, then you would, it means putting the putting the remainders back. Okay. Mishmin and Lay, the Rebbe Elazar, the Omar, Kol Hecha the Moisru Choiza, any time where you put the leftovers. You know, sometimes you've got leftovers and you put it back into the pot. Right? Let's read this right. Basically the point is that Rebbe Elazar is gonna say that if you have leftovers and if you put them back into the pot, it's not going to be kaveya. Right? So let's look at this Rashi. Haloi moistroi choizeh, the top Rashi. Yeah. Heichi matzis lameima, how can you say the kaviyus of mishum diburahu? That the kaviyus of it over here is because of his speech, right? Because we're saying, he said, mikan va'ani oichel. We're saying the reason he's going to take him as a ma'is verse because he said, mikan ani oichel. Vahaloi. Behold, a filu noitel harbe min a tevel b'chol. Even if you would take a whole big bunch of apples or dates or figs or whatever, yeah, but noitel lefono, and you put it before him. De michzi de kovale b'achilu beruba is, look, this guy looks like he's going to eat loads of food, and ein lechol, that looks like a kavias, right? If a person gets a table, sets up shop over there, and takes 25. Fruits over there, puts over there, you would think that would be you can't eat from that array anymore. Imhu dava haroi lahaksia, but if it's something that you can, let's say you didn't eat them all, you can put the rest back. Lahaksia moisa achlachilasoi lemachem shenot lemasham, from the place that you took it from there. Hashemin lein the Rebbe Elazar. We know that shita's Rebbe Elazar is the Omar. So Lloyd cover Manitzila Kamaisa, he doesn't make it cover, he's not covering it. Even though he's taking doing a Maisa, taking a load of stuff and putting it in front of him, as soon as he could put the rest of it back, some of it back, with what he didn't eat, he's not covering. But Kol Shekei, and all the more so, in our case, Bidibura, below Maisa, obviously said, you said, I'm going to eat from here. Yeah, Deloy Mikvah. It can't be covering. So he's saying, you can't tell me that Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah is saying the reason that you have to take Trumas and Maizas is because he said, Mikani ani oichel, because I'm taking from here. We know that Rebbe Elazar says that even if he gets a big pile of fruit, puts it in front of him, yeah, it's not kaveh for Maizas. As soon as he can put some of it back. As soon as he can put some of it back, it's not considered it's not kaveh. So let's see that now, yeah?
I'm sorry, that guy could put it back.
Because he could put it back, and he's going to put some of it back. But even though it looks like, though, but he does something that really indicates that he's going to eat a lot.
When he's going to put it back, the food that he's been here, he's going to pick up on Shabbos or whatever.
This is not talking about Shabbos. This is just talking about Trumas and Maisvus.
Right, and whatever he does, and he's going to put it back.
Exactly, and in that case, we'd say it's not conveyor it because he only ate a couple. So in that case, he doesn't, it's not conveyor it. All the more so in the case where he just says, you know, I'm going to eat from here. It's not going to be conveyor it. Also, let's see. It will unravel before us. I think it was pretty clear. Okay, I'm just going to start again. I'm just starting from the top again. You put the rest back in the pot. You have a shemin and lay. And we hear to him, the Rebbe Elazar, the Omar, kol hecha, anywhere, the moistroi, where the leftovers, choize, you put back into the pot. Kova, it's kaveya, the tznam. Lo kova, thank you. Good. Okay, the tznam. A noitel zesim minimitan. Somebody who takes olives from a mitzvah. So it's a big kli which you keep olives in. Toibel achas achas. He's taking, right, the melach. He's dipping one in salt and eating it. Voichel, meaning he can eat an achilas arai. Yeah? V'im tovol v'noson lefonov. But if he dipped them in salt and started collecting them before him, yeah, a sorrow, chayav, he will be chayav. If he basically started making a pile. Now, Rabbi Elazar says that is differs. Oimer, it depends, yeah? Im hamitzan tor, if the mitzan is tor, then he's going to be chayav. The Gemara is going to explain this because it doesn't really make sense, this statement. But if it's been a mitzan tome, if the kli that he's taken from his tome is going to be potter. Okay, mitneishu maxir samoisa, because he's going to return back the leftovers. Okay, end of Mishnah. Okay, Bryce. Vavinan bar, we're asking Rabbi Elazar, what's this tor and tome stuff, right? Mishnah ratio, what's the difference between the ratio when we said it's tahor and we said that he's going to be chayav? A Mishnah sefer, and when we said it's tome, he's going to be potter from Mishnah. So what's Mashaikas? But Amar Rabbi Abahu, this is Rabbi Abahu, ratio but mitan tor. Right. The ratio, when Rabbi Elazar says Yechayev, is talking about when the kli that he took from was tar. There's no tumor over there. But Gavron Tome, but the person was Tome. Okay. The Lomatzi is not able, Mihodole. You can't put back the leftovers because he's Tome. And if he's going to put back the leftovers in his pot, he's going to tammy up the pot. Right, so therefore, in that case, when he takes a big pile of 25 fruits out, yeah, you know over there he's not going to put anything back. So over there, that's his kevet, his kebab. Oh, but safer, but in the safe, in the latter part, is the mitan tome, the clear is tome, but gavra tome, and he's also tome. We're all talking about tome stuff already over here, yeah? The matzi that is able, mihadole, so he can return back the rest. So he took out 25 fruits. Yeah, he only eats three on a normal on a normal day. He eats three of them and he puts the other 22 back.
Will also work for Tahor.
Yes, chef, correct, exactly. Any place, any time that you could potentially put the fruits back, yeah, we assume that he doesn't eat, right? He's not taking 25 to eat, he's just gonna nibble and he's gonna put the rest back. Just wanted to get the good ones. So therefore we see over here that Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that in a case, even in a case when you take a lot out of the pot, yeah, it's not kaveya, so fine. So therefore, how can you say in our Mishnah that it was Rabbi Elazar says that his dibur was kaveya? So answer the Gemara. No, our Mishnah also masnisin nami but mukta tahor. No, they were talking about mukta tahor, but gavra tome, and the gavra's tome is a similar case, right? Delo maxim hadale, that he can't put it back, right? Very good. Says the Gemara says, wait a second. V'halo mukzarim ba'oyim dinhei. The you never took them. They're there, right? So, what do you mean? It's already mukhzar. So if it's already mukhzar, then that's already, it's not kaveya, it should be kaveya. Basically, it's not as, okay, so that's not a good answer. So, we've now just said, so Ella, right, so we're going to retract what we said earlier. Ella, Amarab, Shimi, Varashi, says Rabbi Shimi, Varashi. Right, so basically we've just said now, you can't say according to Rabbi Elazar, that it's because of his declaration, because I'm eating from here, that he's making it koshuv, and it's his food, and he's going to eat it, therefore it's koveya in Shubas and Maishas. So what's our other option? Our other option is that Shabbos is koveya, right? Which answers our question, basically. So from here, we basically answered our question. You see in our Mishnah, the only reason, the other years of the Shemitah cycle that you're not allowed to eat, must be because Shabbos is koveya, even in the Avashan Nigman Alachtov. So we proved our, seemingly we proved our point. But the point is we're trying to disprove the proof. So Ella, Amar, Rav, Shimi, Bar, Ashi, Rabbi Elazar, cut him out. Rabbi, you can't bring me a ride from Rabbi Elazar. Latime, we know his shita. He's a Das Yochid. We don't pass him like him. Right? True, it's Shabbos is Kavas, but that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Because look, he's of the opinion to Omer Truma Kavah. He holds that Truma is Kaveya. What's that mean? Truma is Kaveya. It means, what happens in a case where somebody took his prose that was not totally right, wasn't Nigmar Malacha, it wasn't totally finished, and he took Trumas and Maestros early. He jumped the gun, right? He decided to take Trumas and Maestros on something that was not Nigmar Malacha. So he's of the opinion, seeing as you took Trumas and Maestros from it, it's Kaveret. Yeah? Because you came Shabbos, and all the more so Shabbos, yeah? If because Shabbos is choshuv, so Rabbi Eliezer, right? He's of the opinion, as long as you know the person's not doing it, but with some kind of external thing over here that's right, if it's Shabbos or if it's truma, things like that, he's of the opinion that it's kaveya, even if it's not nigmar malacha, right? But we don't paskin like him. He's proving that Rabbi Eliezer, right? That's nan peirus shetarmon, right? Peirus that he took trumas and maizos ad shelo nigmar malacha, and whilst they were totally finished. Rabbi Eliezer oise la'echol men arai. This Rabbi Eliezer, you can't eat from them arai because you took truma from them. But chomim, which the halachas like, a matirin, and they will permit it. What's that?
You already took truma, right?
No, but.
So what about
no, it means that. Okay, true. I suppose you took some. Yeah, good. Finally got me there. I don't know. Yeah, I suppose some of it you didn't take truma some maishas on.
What
do you mean? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I have to. Good. I don't know exactly when. But as soon as you took Trumas and Maestros from it,
you're free to eat whatever you want.
So, no, but let's. I'll give you an example. No, this is the answer. That he took Truma Gedoyla from it. So he only took part of the Maestros there, but he still has to take Maestros Rishon. And he didn't take the Maestros Rishon, but so once he's taken Truma Gedoyla from it, that must be it, right? Therefore, he can't eat Arai anymore. Very good. Okay, good. Sure. For that guilt. Very good. I think that's pshat. Probably Rashi says it. Okay. Fine. So now what we're going to do, yeah, is basically we're going to bring a raya from the Chachamim in the Mishnah, and this is just Chazara now. Well, this is going to be a bit interesting, yeah. Toshma mi Sefer. Let's bring a raya from the Sefer, from the latter part of our Mishnah. The Chachamim say, until you say from here until right there. That's the last part of the Mishnah. They don't hold with Breira. Time, we're going to say the same thing. Time at Erev Shabbos, B'Shviz. The reason is Erev Shabbos and Shviz, to love B'nei Asurihu, that it's not, you don't have to say Trumas and Maestros, Ha B'Shar Shnei Shavua, but in the rest of the Shemitah cycle, in the 6 years, to B'nei Asurihu, that you have to say Trumas and Maestros, Asurim, even in the Chomim. Yeah, my timer, isn't it because love mishum the Shabbos kavaya? Isn't it because Shabbos is kavaya? So we do the same kind of chakal matari. Lo, shani osam, kivin de oma mikan va'ad kanani oichel l'macha. No, because he said with his verbal declaration, I'm gonna eat from here tomorrow. Kavale, that's kavaya. It's not Shabbos, it's kavale. He's kavaya with how he relates to it. It's food for him. Oh, Ihachi, my ear, your Shabbos, right? So if that's the case, what's the relevance of Shabbos? This is just a everyday halacha. Yeah, a feel b'chol nami, even on a weekday, teaching in Zeroyah. So answer the Gemara, Hakamash v'lan, the tevel muchon who eitzel Shabbos. The tevel is muchon eitzel Shabbos, that if a person took Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos, yeah, shim ova, the sack number tukon, it's going to be tukon. Okay, but how do we put them? We brought the same raya before for Rabbi Eliezer, but then we pushed it off. We said you can't. What's that?
The thing
we
pushed off before was the motive, no?
Yeah, but no, but even we can't, even there's leftovers. Because I don't know, but Rashi doesn't say that. I hear what you say. Okay. Rashi just says we know the Chomim holds that even in the case where your Max of the Moisa is Kaveya. So therefore, you can't push off that basically because it's the Chomishita. Anyway, but we will stop here.